Hello.
What's up? Hi.
That really came out of left field. I wasn't expecting that.
Yeah, no. I'm an entertainer, so I try
to...
I'm an edutainer, actually. That is actually my goal of what I want to be in this world, is an educator / entertainer. You know, kind of like the people who came to your school at assemblies.
Street smarts.
Street smarts. All right. How are you, Allison?
I'm good. I'm like very tired. And I think it's because today in class, we talked about statistics.
Yeah, I thought I almost fell asleep in there. Like, I really thought I had fallen asleep.
I was legitimately like, this is just all garbage. I don't know what any of this is just going in my head. And I'm just like not doing anything. And I was like listening to the words, but none of them were making sense. It just sounded like a foreign language. So I was feeling really good before that. And then it
brought you down.
It sapped me of all my brain energy was me trying to figure out like a linear regression and the R squared. Ah!
Yeah, it was intense.
It was intense. How are you, Jane?
I'm okay. It's a little hot today, but that's fine. I'm really excited to talk about this. I did a lot of research. I do want to apologize to our listeners because I put out a poll. And yes, Holes did win, but bear with me. I was already down a Reddit rabbit hole.
And to be fair, Scream was winning in the beginning.
Yeah.
And we were like, oh, this is definitely going to win.
And I had to watch all four movies. So that's obviously a lot of time. But yeah, so sorry, but this is the Flick Chicks podcast. And I'm Jane Moore.
And I'm Allison Dodge. The Flick Chicks podcast is edited and produced every week by Liam Mandelbaum.
Thank you, Liam.
Thank you, Liam.
He's in the room right now.
So we're talking about Scream today.
Scream 4. I also watched Scream 2 and 3
and,
just to add
Scream
some...
Scream 4 as well.
You know, a plot. They're not... They do not add plot. I'm just gonna... It's not good.
I didn't watch them.
So Scream, it's horror film. I would say horror, but it's definitely... It makes fun of itself. It is self-aware, and it's very meta. So basically, Scream was directed by Wes Craven. Wes Craven is like the king of this kind of horror film. So Nightmare on Elm Street, The Hills Have Eyes, those are his movies. And there are a ton of references to movies like that in this film. All right. So Scream obviously just covers a series of murders that happen in a home in a small town in California. It was inspired by the Gainesville Ripper. Yep, which was a murderer in Florida.
Oh, really?
In 1990. And the author like read about it, and it was all about like student murders. Like, he murdered all these different students of that age, and then he based this killer off of the Gainesville Ripper.
Is that what Scream Queens is about?
I think Scream Queens, yeah, that and also Richard Speck, I think.
Ew.
But also Scream Queens is a whole other like ball game, I think.
True, but I think I just see a lot of parallels in this.
Yeah, Scream.
Especially since I love this movie. They use the term Scream Queen so much
exactly.
in this film.
I think that this movie, it was so revolutionary because it was the first film, the first horror film where the characters were aware of other horror movies.
Mm-hmm.
They were aware of the genre and they were aware of the tropes.
Yeah.
So they knew what was happening, and it was very self-aware, and it like basically was mentioned like, oh yeah, this is a horror movie, like what we're in right now. Also, fun fact, the original title for Scream that the writer gave it was Scary Movie.
Which is arguably the better film that came out later.
Definitely, arguably. And also, fun fact, that is made by the same production company as Scream.
Really?
So they planned it. They planned that like they were going to release Scream. The next year, they were going to release a sequel. And then in 2000, they wanted to release a spoof.
That's so funny.
Isn't that really smart?
So I hadn't seen Scream. I only had seen Scary Movie, which may have like slightly tainted my viewing of Scream, because every scene I was just like, this is that scene in Scary Movie. This is that part where that
yeah, it's
the blowjob with the
it's so
the
bad.
Lollipop, the Tootsie Pop.
So Scream, directed by Wes Craven, stars Neve Campbell, Reese Witherspoon, Courtney Cox, David Arquette.
Whoa, who's Reese Witherspoon? What? Reese Witherspoon?
Not Reese Witherspoon. I'm so sorry. Drew Barrymore.
I was like,
Reese Witherspoon is not in this movie.
I was like, whoa, I didn't even know.
I don't know why I get them mixed up. Maybe they're both just child actors and I just lump them together. I don't know. Drew Barrymore, though.
Yeah.
Fun fact about, okay, so how I wanted to format this episode is I wanted to first talk about probably arguably the scariest part of the movie, which is the first 10 minutes. Which is, it's pretty scary.
Yeah,
I think. So it's Drew Barrymore. And if you've seen, obviously, spoilers, as always. So Drew Barrymore, whenever she was getting approached for this role, she didn't take it initially. But then she heard that Wes Craven was directing it. And he's the king. So, of course, you want to work with him. And he's also apparently like a wonderful director, like really calm and kind and just a really nice guy. So
and Drew Barrymore also rip, cool as shit.
Rip Wes Craven. He died in 2015. Very sad stuff. But yeah, and so she said after he came on and she was offered either the role of Sidney Prescott or
the girl in the beginning.
Yeah, I know her name.
Something with a C.
Yeah, it'll come to me.
Cassidy?
No. I should know this. Casey Beckert.
Casey, I was like, Casey?
Casey Beckert. So she was offered either one of the roles, and she said that she wanted the Janet Leigh role, which Janet Leigh is the character in Psycho that dies halfway through the film.
Right.
And Scream was marketed as a Drew Barrymore film, you know, that she was a main character, and obviously she dies within the first 10 minutes. So, you know, the audience kind of has to forgive the director for that, which is a little hard, especially when it's Drew Barrymore.
Yeah. She's famous.
She's famous. Gosh, she was the first one to be cast, too, which is interesting. All right. Here comes a fact to blow your mind. Okay, okay. So you know Powerpuff Girls.
Yeah, I know the Powerpuff Girls.
Mojo Jojo.
Yeah.
That's the voice on the phone.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, it's the same person.
What?
Yeah. I'm not kidding. I've been holding on to this for so long, I can't...
I just okay, I'm crying. I'm just imagining
Mojo. Hello, Sydney.
I'm just imagining if that was Mojo Jojo's voice. I can't do a Mojo. I'm not gonna try.
Yeah, I can't.
It will just be sad.
I can't either. Yeah, so I wanted to talk a little bit about the first 10 minutes. What did you think about the first 10 minutes?
I knew what was going to happen.
Oh, yeah. because Scary Movie.
I've seen also just so many movies parody it.
It's true.
That.
It was very revolutionary.
I was not shocked that she died.
Can you imagine being in the theater, though?
Yeah, creepy.
Like, how scary would that be? And also, then you're like, she died?
Especially because you're thinking, there's no way she's gonna die.
She's the lead. She's the star. And then Neve Campbell just becomes the lead.
Yeah.
Which I like Neve Campbell a lot.
I do too. She did really well.
The Craft is not a great movie, but she was good.
Yeah, The Craft is not a great movie, but I like it.
I like it too. I'm kind of into it. But this is right after The Craft. This is right after she made The Craft. And honestly, I've watched her screen test, and also they approached Brittany Murphy and Reese Witherspoon about being Sidney Prescott.
Oh, okay.
And her screen test was so much better than theirs. It was wild. I was like, wow, she's really good. And the thing about Sidney is that, like, they mention it because she is a Scream Queen / Final Girl,
right.
You know, the one who lives. And of course, we know that the Final Girl needs to be semi-pure, at least.
Right.
Semi-pure, strong, though. Like, really strong and smart.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that she definitely matches up to that idea of the Scream Queen, like the Jamie Lee type that they talk about so much.
Mm-hmm.
The reason that Halloween is mentioned, like, so many times in the film, and it's, like, a huge plot point, is because it's the writer's favorite movie.
Aw.
Yeah. And there's a scene where they're like, this isn't some Wes Carpenter movie. which is cute because the writer, like, his two favorite directors were John Carpenter and Wes Craven. and he just combined their names, and then Wes Craven ended up like directing the movie. It.
That's so cute.
Isn't that cute? It was really cute. Linda Blair had a cameo. Linda Blair she played a news reporter outside of the school. Linda Blair plays Reagan in the original Exorcist, so obviously a horror icon. Mm-hmm. So she was in it, just there.
Literally didn't notice.
Yep.
Wes Craven has a cameo.
Yes, he does. He's wearing his Freddy gear. He's wearing his his Nightmare on Elm Street hat and sweater. And you're talking to me.
He's a janitor.
Yes. Yes. Wanted to talk a little bit about casting.
Okay.
Because specifically the boys, specifically the male roles.
Okay.
We'll talk with my about my baby first. My little Matthew Lillard baby boy. He is so cute.
He is really good in this film.
He's really okay. Listen, if he hadn't been cast as Stu, I think that Stu would have been such a boring character.
Yeah,
agreed. I think that he brought a ton of life to Stu, mm-hmm. and also kind of made me like him. He has that charm about him.
Yeah,
like I know that Stu's like a murderer and stuff, but like I don't know.
But he's just so darn likable.
He is so darn likable. Well,
I think Matthew Lillard is as an actor. I think he's definitely not an actor. I think that's afraid to try things.
No, yeah, definitely.
Like, he's definitely not I read the script and just say the words kind of actor.
He plays with it. And that's really interesting because I was watching I bought like this cool box set. It was only $13, which is cool. I bought a box set and it had an extra DVD on it, which is like outtakes. And also it has mm-hmm. a documentary of making Scream.
Well, that's cool.
And I watched it. And it was really interesting. And Matthew Lillard said that like, he's like, I love working with Wes because he's really not like, oh, don't do that. He's more of a yes and guy. He like will build you up. And if you just try things, he'll be say, yes, I like that. Now do this too.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's like, so he really gets to let you really get to play with your character.
That's awesome.
With Wes Anderson, which I thought was really cool and something that you might not see from a ton of horror directors.
Yeah.
Everyone thought he was like really weird. They were like, oh, he's going to be really weird. He made The Hills Have Eyes. And then they meet him and he's like super grandfatherly and sweet.
Aww.
He was apparently a really nice guy.
Good.
Okay, so Billy.
Okay.
Billy. One thing about Billy is that I kind of wish that it had been made earlier so Johnny Depp could have played Billy. But also, I think the guy did a really good job.
Yeah, he kind of looks like you're right. He kind of does look like a knockoff Johnny Depp.
He does. Also, knockoff JD from, yeah, Heather, from Heather's.
Christian Bale.
Do we want to talk about what? Christian Slater?
Christian Slater.
Christian Bale. Can you imagine Christian Bale playing JD and Heathers?
I can.
Anyway.
I'm looking at the picture of the actor now. He kind of looks like Joey Tribbiani. Look at it.
I think he looks a little bit like Kanicki from Grease too.
Yeah, he does.
I think he just has that vibe.
Mm-hmm.
But I think he's really good. I watched his screen test and he was like the best. He was really good.
He was also in The Craft.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Like Chris Hooker.
Oh, how bad is that name?
So him and Naomi. Is that her name?
Who?
The girl that played Sydney. What's her name?
Oh, Niv?
Niv. Naomi. Niv Campbell. N-E-V-E. They would have worked together before.
Nice. They have good chemistry.
Yeah, they do.
They do.
Riz really upset when I thought he died.
Yeah, she was really upset. Also, she thought we were going to see boobs, and she was really upset when we didn't.
Yeah, what the hell?
Yeah. I mean, they did say obligatory boob shot in the rules whenever they go over.
Where was it? Not there? Jerks.
Yeah. Okay, so then David Arquette. What do you think as Dewey? Dewey is such a weird character. The cop.
Ah, yeah, I kind of thought it was going to be him because of Scary Movie.
Yeah, right, because he is the killer in Scary Movie.
Yeah, so I kept waiting for it to be him, and then I was like, he's just so goofy.
He is goofy. That's why they call him Doofy in Scary Movie.
Mm-hmm.
Also, okay, so there's this one scene with Dewey. We were talking about it whenever he's talking to, like, all the police officers treat him as, like, a little kid,
because mm-hmm.
he's like a hometown boy.
Oh, I know exactly what you're talking
about.
And
then they're like, the guy is smoking, and Dewey's just licking on like an ice cream cone. Yeah,
like, it's him and the police chief, and the police chief's smoking a cigarette. Dewey is licking an ice cream cone, and every single time the police chief goes to take a drag of a cigarette, Dewey licked his ice cream cone for the exact same amount of time. They do that for a while, and then it switches on and off. Like, it's clearly on purpose, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
And then the police chief throws his cigarette down to leave, like he's going to snub it out.
Yeah.
And I was like, is he going to throw his ice cream cone down?
He does in the bloopers.
I know, that's what you said.
I think it was cut.
I can't believe they cut that. It's 1 second.
I know, it's really funny. I wish they had said they had kept it.
It's 1 second.
I think that David Arquette is not as good of an actor as Courtney Cox, and it shows.
Mm.
I think, like, they have some good chemistry because obviously, like, they're married.
But at the same time, it's like, just not, the relationship was not very believable to me.
Yeah.
That they would actually end up married because I understood, like, oh, she's playing him.
Yeah, because she's like, she wants the story, but then maybe she's like, oh.
But I didn't understand when she actually went for him.
Yeah.
I think in the later movies, it translates a lot better.
Yeah, in the second and third movie, like, they have, like, the second movie, they're not really together. Like, they don't get along because he's still mad at her because she, like, used him.
Mm.
And then he's like, what did you do? And then obviously by the third movie, they've gone through so much traumatic stuff that they're just like, I love you, I guess.
Yeah, and then in the fourth movie, they're like on the brink of divorce.
Yeah, because of
Judy.
Ugh.
That's the name of the bunny cop in Zootopia.
Oh my God, it is. It's funny because she's a cop too.
And she looks.
Oh my God, that's weird. That's a weird parallel.
I wonder if they bait. That'd be weird if they did.
That would be very weird.
I'm going to look up who voices.
Oh, I thought it was Mandy Moore. Mandy Moore's good.
No, it's Jennifer Goodwin.
Okay, I know who that is. She's so cute. She's in
is not. I was hoping it was the girl that played the cop.
Allison, I feel like that was a long shot and you set yourself up for disappointment.
But I was hoping. Oh, apparently. Oh, going on IMDb rabbit hole here. Apparently Jennifer Goodwin's in the new Twilight Zone.
Really?
Yeah.
I really like the new Twilight Zone. It's really good. Kumail Nanjiani's in the first episode.
I know.
I love him. He's so good. Sorry, sidebar. okay, so I want to talk about my favorite part, which is the end.
Okay.
Where they hack each other up. There was actually like some drama because they almost had to cut some of it because it was too much blood. But Wes Craven was like, listen, you read the last page and do you read it any other way than two guys hacking each other up with a knife? And how do you propose I do that without blood? And they were like, it's fair.
You're like, damn, you right, Wes Craven?
Yeah. And he was like, I'm doing it. And they're like, okay.
So funny.
No,
also,
it's so...
Also, just the twist is so crazy.
No, it's so crazy. It's so fun.
Because it's like the whole time, I was like, you know, at first I thought it was the boyfriend.
Yeah.
Classic,
yeah.
And I thought it was Stu, because Stu's kind of a jackass in the beginning.
He is a jackass.
But then you don't see Stu for a long time, so you think, well, he must have got killed.
Yeah.
And then the boyfriend, he's cleared of all the charges, and you're like, oh, maybe it isn't him. And then you kind of start to think, oh, maybe it is him. And then he gets stabbed.
And you're like, it's not him.
He's definitely not him. And then he's fine, and you're like, oh my God, yes, he's okay. They're going to be together. And then he's like, ha ha ha, bitch, I faked you out.
We all go a little mad sometimes.
Yeah, what the hell? I was like.
Yeah, he's like, psycho. And.
We prefer the term psychopath.
Yeah. Also, they say the word psychotic and psychopath like they're interchangeable, which is annoying because they are not interchangeable.
It's the 90s.
That's true. It's the 90s. But I just, it's my favorite scene because I think that Matthew Lillard's acting is so phenomenal.
He's so funny.
I think I'm dying here, man.
Yeah, he's like bleeding out.
I'm feeling a little woozy.
I know why he got picked for Shaggy. You know what I mean?
No, yeah, he's perfect. He's so fun. And I really like that scene.
It's so just ridiculous.
It's ridiculous.
You're just watching them like clearly not have a plan.
Yeah, no, yeah, they're so ill-prepared. And then whenever Sydney gets away and then she calls them and Stu's like, did you really call the cops?
And she's like, yes.
My parents are going to be so mad at me.
And then he dies, so it doesn't really matter, does it, Stu?
It's true. He does die. And then whenever Billy hits him in the head with the phone, he's like, you hit me with the phone, you dick.
I also love... Who's the guy? What's the kid's name? That's
Randy.
Randy.
He's in the second one. He dies in the second one.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Randy.
He turns into a little bit of a creep in the second one because he gets a goatee. I don't know if that's the reason, but it could be the trauma. I don't know.
They're like, we have to kill him off.
Yeah.
He got a goatee.
Yeah.
The actor was like, no, I won't shave it. And they're like, oh, okay. Okay. Hey, get the writer in the room. That's so sad.
Really not good for you, is it?
I love Randy.
But
I like when he, at the very end, he says, he's like, wait, hold on. This is the moment where the killer suddenly comes back to life somehow. And then Billy sits up really fast and she just shoots him right in the head.
Not in my movie. That's such a final girl thing to say.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really, there was one other thing I want to talk about with Randy. He's obsessed with Jamie Lee, which is really funny. Mm-hmm. But I love the whole sequence where he's like talking about how to survive a horror movie.
Yeah, so good.
It's so good. Yeah. And so that is the first movie.
Good. Good movie.
Good movie. I really like it. I'm going to give it a 7 out of 10 because I really like it.
Yeah, I like that movie. 7 out of 10.
There's no real plot holes, no. Which is nice. Like, there's really nothing.
And it keeps you guessing.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with it, I don't think. Like, there's nothing really wrong with it.
No.
I think it's good.
It's hard. And it's harder to appreciate now than it probably would have been at the time.
Yeah.
Because...
But it must have been so relatable back then.
Exactly. Well, and there's been so much content that's pulled from it.
Yeah.
That it's like...
We're a little jaded.
It's like... That created a lot of what are now like predictable tropes.
Definitely. Yeah.
So.
But that was like, you know.
One of a kind.
One of a kind. Yeah, it was.
But all the Wes Craven movies are like that, too.
Yeah, definitely. So, yeah, I love the first one. It's one of my favorite horror movies.
Yeah. Really good.
Yeah, really good. Okay.
Scream 4.
First of all, I want to give you a little Cliff Notes version of 2 and 3.
Okay.
Like, just telling you who the killers are, basically.
This isn't for you, audience. This is for me, because I didn't watch them.
So, Scream 2, Randy and Sydney go to college.
Okay.
Oh,
Randy and Sydney. So, it's about Randy and Sydney?
Yeah.
Oh, Randy's, like, a main character?
Yeah.
So, they bump him up to main?
Yep, they do.
And they kill him off.
Yep. Randy and Sydney are the main characters. And then they have a couple of like college friends that are with them. Mm. Also, Sydney's boyfriend, and that is so annoying. He's the worst. I hate him. But he's not the killer. Mm. And in the end,
there's a copycat killer again, right?
Yes, there's a copycat killer. So the second movie picks up right where Scream 1 ended, basically. They're in college, and Scream, like the book that Gail Weathers, Courtney Cox wrote about the crimes, became a movie, and it's called Stab. Yeah. So that just, the first one comes out in the second Scream.
Okay.
And so it's all like revolving around that, and then the copycat killer like kind of revolves around that. It turns out it's Billy's mom.
Okay.
Out for revenge in the end, and also
that's very is that Halloween where
it's, yeah, it's Friday the 13th reference.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's what it is.
She even looks a little bit like Mrs. Voorhees, which is interesting. Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of funny. Oh, and also one of my favorite parts is that the second killer is just their college friend who couldn't pay his own tuition. So the lady offered to pay his tuition and he was like, I'm okay with killing.
So are there always two killers?
Not in the third one, I don't think.
Really? Is he still the fastest killer in the West?
He's the fastest killer in the West. We didn't talk about this, but like...
He moves ridiculously fast.
Whenever like the ghost face like crawls on top of cars, it freaks me out.
Really?
He like crawls on top of cars. It's terrifying.
I just think when I watched the first one and the fourth one, I kind of figured there had to be someone working in cahoots. Because I was like, it's just not possible that he would move that fast.
The fastest killer in the West.
He's all the way around the other side of the house and he just threw a chair through your window 2 seconds ago. And now he's at your front porch. I just don't.
You're over there? Now you're over there.
Yeah. Is he a ghost?
Where
actually,
are you?
A ghost?
A ghost?
A ghost?
A ghost?
No, right. just two men in a mask.
Okay, so this is, I'm just going to give you this little rundown of Scream 3. It's not good.
Okay.
So, Stab 3's director is the killer. He reveals himself to be Sydney's half-brother from back when Maureen, their mom, was an actress in Hollywood, apparently. They just introduced that storyline.
So, we confirm her mom was, in fact,
yes,
sleeping around.
Yes, and then So the guy's name is Roman. That's her half brother's name. Uh-huh. And he tries, and when Maureen was alive, he tried to like get in contact with her, but she was like, no, I don't want anything to do with you. And so he was really like bitter. And so he started recording every guy that she had sex with, which is,
whoa.
Yeah. And then he sent him, then he like gave the one with Billy's dad to Billy.
Whoa.
And that's what incited everything that happened in Scream 1 and 2.
Whoa. That's a lot of shit to just throw out in the third movie.
Right? That's what I was thinking. It's like a lot. And that's like, it, that was supposed to be the end of the trilogy.
I can see why.
And then 11 years later, Scream 4 came out. But
I
yeah.
I think it would have been a lot cooler if Billy had just figured it out.
I think so too. Billy's smart. He can do it.
Yeah. He's angry.
He's really angry.
He's an angry boy. Stu is a...
He's easily, impressionable. He's far too sensitive.
He's easily manipulated.
I just think that he's also an idiot. And
yeah. I always think about...
Poor impulse control.
You know, I was thinking about how that was really dumb and that would never happen. But then I was thinking about back a few years ago when those girls stabbed their friends in the woods because they thought...
Oh, the Slenderman ones?
They
thought
Slenderman
was gonna
come.
They were very mentally ill, though. Like, one of them was just schizophrenic and the other had, like, severe, like, hallucinations. It was
yeah,
really sad.
But they were... Because I remember I was reading up on that, or not reading up on it, but listening to something about it. Probably, and that's why we drink, if I'm taking a guess.
Probably.
And
I listened to a last podcast in the left episode about that.
And they
once.
Were talking about how basically one of the girls was in charge of it.
Yeah.
And the other girl was just like impressionable.
Like it's like a Columbine type dynamic.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
like Dylan Klebold, Eric Harris dynamic. One who is like this mastermind psychopath and the other one who's just kind of like, I don't know. I mean, I guess.
Yeah, there's one who just like goes along with it.
Yeah. So yeah, definitely. Obviously, Billy is the leader and the one who like is like orchestrating everything and has a motive. Like Stu obviously
right.
doesn't have a motive. Stu
doesn't even think there is a motive.
Yeah, until Billy's
He's just
like,
there's no motive. Isn't that scary? And then Billy was like, or maybe the motive is because your mom slept with my dad and my mom left me. And Stu's like, what the hell?
I didn't know that. His monologues are so good in that whenever he just screams at her, he just gets so into it.
You're gonna love this, babe.
It's a scream. That's the title
Matthew
of the movie.
Matthew Lillard has an incredibly expressive tongue. It's, I know.
Intriguing.
The tongue is a muscle and he works it out. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like a lot of his lines, like he just does stuff with his tongue and like it works.
And you're like, uncomfortable, but
it works for the character.
All right,
I'm kind of into it, you know.
Yeah,
like I'm like, that's weird, but like okay,
if that's what you're gonna do,
I'm not turned off by it.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah,
doesn't ruin it for me. Let's move on.
A little tense. All right, Scream 4,
2011,
Emma Roberts, Hayden Panettiere, Rory Culkin from Signs.
Signs. Seen it.
Yeah. We'll probably cover it at some point.
Seen it. It's good.
It with a C.
It's weird.
It is weird. And of course, Neve Campbell.
Yeah, she's back.
She's
and better than ever.
And Courtney Cox and David Arquette as always.
Yes. So I have some thoughts on Scream 4.
Yes, I'm excited about
it. Jane's gonna fight me because
listen,
we had
I am
this
not
fight while I was watching
I'm not
it.
Incredibly attached to it. So I just wanna hear your
But oh. She is incredibly attached to 2 and 3. I like Scream 4. My opinion, scrap Scream 2 and 3. Just go to Scream 4 because I don't need it. Okay. They're just the idea that this many copycat killers would be coming around. This is like, we're at a rate of like once every 5 years on average, there's a new copycat killer with the exact same MO, and we still can't figure out what's going on.
Well, okay, so the copycat killers happen within, so the events in Scream take place in 1996. 2000 is whenever the third one comes out.
Mm-hmm.
So we can pose that is a four years where the serial killings take place and the copycat killings take place as well.
Mm-hmm.
And then 11 years later is when Scream 4 takes place.
Yeah.
And I understand.
All I'm saying is we got the same cop who's been on every single case. It's probably the biggest talk this town has ever had. And people are still like, a killer? What? How could we ever find him? I don't know. Some freaking kids in their basement figured out the MO in about 2 minutes, and the cops are still having a rough time, and we're still having this same age-old debate of, is Gail allowed to do this?
That is true. That's like across all four movies.
Clearly the answer is, yes, she can. She literally ends the first film.
Yeah, no, Gail's an important character.
So why make Scream 2 and 3, which everyone knows...
Because it was always meant to be a trilogy.
Boo, they weren't good. And then,
I mean, but you can't, but like, you can't just say that, like, oh, they should have made the other one next if it was always meant to be a trilogy.
Well,
that's
then you shouldn't have made Scream 4, so we wouldn't know what we were missing.
That's fair. That is a good... Yeah, I mean...
like Emma Roberts,
but I don't want to call it a money grab, because rip...
It's a nostalgia film, though.
It is a nostalgia film.
And nostalgia films are
it's made for kids in 2011 who don't relate to the weird 90s stuff that happened in Scream 1.
Boo.
I think that Scream 1 is like the product of like the 90s, the ultimate product of the 90s.
Jane, did you spill some tea?
Yeah, what's it to you?
He didn't even say anything.
I spilled it like before we started recording.
What?
What?
What? It's okay. I'll just let you sit there with your tea on the table.
Just trying to find this. I'm just trying to find the title of a song that they play in every movie. It's called Red Right Hand. That's what it's called. But they play it in every single movie. It's kind of a bop.
Mm.
It's that song that we were like jamming to.
Oh, the one that I like.
Yeah.
When they're walking in the police station.
It's a 1994 song by Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds.
Nice. I like that.
Yeah. Yeah, they played in every
movie?
Every one, yeah.
I didn't notice it in the fourth one, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they play it.
But the fourth movie's good. I like it.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not the most logically consistent film.
Okay, so Scream 1 is so comprehensive. Like, there's really, everything is tied up at the end.
Yeah.
The only problem with Scream 4 is the ending.
Yeah, the ending.
Because I think the buildup is really solid.
Yeah, okay. The ending. So, Emma Roberts' character, Jill, is the cousin
of Sydney.
No, her niece.
No, cousin.
No, cousin. That's right. Cousin. She doesn't have a sister. So, it's the cousin of Sydney. And so, essentially, the whole thing is Jill and this guy named Charlie.
Played by Rory Culkin.
They want to be popular. And Jill wants to be popular because her cousin, she's like always been compared to her cousin, Sydney, because mm-hmm. Sydney's like, you know, the girl that survived all the killings.
Mm-hmm.
And so she kills her own mother.
Yeah. Yeah.
Literally stabs her mom in the head.
Oh, yeah.
Because she wants people to think she's cool. Also, I'm like, you've lived in the town your entire life where this is the biggest thing that's ever happened. Of course, no one ever forgot about it. But do you think that just people everywhere all over the world are like, oh, that Sydney Prescott character, she's incredible.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, not really. You could capitalize on the fact that you're her cousin.
That's true. She could just. Yeah. No, she could definitely market that, like just being related to her.
And then Charlie's motive is like he's a loser and he wants to not be a loser.
Yeah. And like at first, I think it's because he wants to like bone Hayden Panettiere.
And then he almost gets to.
And then he's like, you didn't do it sooner. And then he's like, I'm going to kill you.
And he kills her, even though she wants to bone him.
Yeah, I don't really understand. Like,
I was like, you got what you wanted.
Why don't you just do a Billy and do it before? Because, like, also, I know that's like bad thing to say, but like logically,
also because he's with Jill, right? Remember, Jill was like leading him on. But here's the other thing, too. You want to have sex with girls? Hayden Panettiere didn't know you were the killer.
Yeah,
and she still wanted to have sex with you. So clearly, all you needed to do
was talk to her.
And invite her over and be cool. And instead, you like had to find this weird contrived way to get her over there. And then when she did like you, you were like, too late, bitch. I'm fucking your friend.
It's so weird.
And then, okay, all that. I also love, Jane sent me this meme that was like, Jill literally betrays anyone who looks at her, her best friends, her mom, everyone. And then it's like, Charlie when...
No, it's like, yeah, it's Jill betrays Charlie. And then Charlie's like, it's like that Pikachu meme.
That Pikachu meme with Charlie's face.
It's and you're really like, funny.
What? Yeah, obviously. She was going to betray you, dumbass.
Also, Anthony Anderson is in it, like, for a minute. The guy from Kangaroo Jack and Black-ish.
Oh, yeah, he was
he's the cop. Like, for he was in it for a hot minute, but I like him a lot.
But it's like, yeah, obviously, you're going to get betrayed, dummy.
Yeah.
You really thought she was going to go for you?
Yeah, she doesn't want to share the limelight, obviously.
No. And then also, so then, whatever. Then, that's all well and good. Their reasoning's a little skewed, but crazy doesn't need a reason. What about the end? When so Sydney, she gets stabbed by Jill.
Mm-hmm.
And she basically goes into a coma. She wakes up good. She's like, she's not better, but she's like healing. She's going to be okay.
Yeah.
She wakes up and Jill goes to, figures out she's awake, goes to her room. First off, attempts to strangle
not
her.
Not smother.
Strangle with her hands.
Not smother, which would be the smart thing to do.
And also, Sydney's awake and remembers what happened.
And also, Sydney, like, has taken down so many, like, grown-ass men. You don't think she can take you?
And, well, I mean, to be fair, Jill's in way better condition than Sydney is.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's like, then she starts throwing her around the hospital room and, like, hitting her with stuff and throwing her against the glass. And I'm like, you know they're going to figure out who did this. Because there's only, both the people that you said were the killers are dead.
Mm-hmm.
There's nobody else left except for you, who was a part of the killings.
Yeah.
You're the one who was like, is she okay, to the cop?
And you knew where she got stabbed.
Yeah. Well, yeah, with
and that's how,
with
like,
Gail.
Yeah, that's how like they caught her, because she was like, oh, you know, she got in the same, stabbed in the same place as me. And it's like, how you know that?
And then it's also like, even if you had killed Sydney, you think they wouldn't have figured out who did it?
True.
Because it would have been like, well, Gail didn't do it because she was with me.
Yeah.
You're the only bitch left. And you, and also your DNA would be everywhere. You threw
her.
Yeah,
it's 2011. It's not 1996 anymore.
Also, even then, it's like, you threw her against glass. Also, this is the ICU. Where the hell are the nurses?
It's late.
It's still.
Yeah, I don't know where they are, though.
The ICU, the intensive care unit.
Yeah.
She woke up and no one was even there.
Woof.
That doesn't.
Is this a statement on our healthcare system?
Seems more like an overlook of a plot point. But then, obviously, she gets taken down, and then outside, everyone's like, the single survivor,
Sydney Prescott.
Sydney Prescott. They say that about Jill.
Jill Roberts. Her last name in the movie is Roberts, too.
They're like, Jill Roberts, the single sole survivor. And you're like, well, you don't even know that yet.
Yeah.
Sydney's not dead. Nobody pronounced her dead.
That's kind of shitty to do that.
They said, single survivor. I was like, for all you know, Sydney's in a coma. That doesn't mean dead.
Also, didn't Courtney Cox survive? Wasn't that, like, established?
Yeah. I don't know if they're talking about specifically at the house.
Mm.
But even then, come on.
Yeah.
Oh, well, someone's going to sell some more books. Oh, also, Allison Brie.
Allison Brie's in it?
And yeah. She plays a publisher who's, like, a bitch.
She's really fun.
And then she dies.
I like Allison Brie a lot.
Me too. I just like how the killers are, like, always so witty.
I know. I like that too. I like that about these movies. I really just, I like Scream. I think they're fun.
They are fun. I wouldn't.
If you want a good, like, good scare.
Yeah, and honestly, you know, I don't think they're very scary, but it's more like the mystery.
Yeah, it's like
keeps you enthralled.
Who's the killer?
It's like a classic whodunit.
Because they're really good at, like, not giving it away. And, like, you know, you suspect, but you don't know.
Well, and it's like you suspect stuff, but then they always do something like throw you off the trail to where you're like, no way. Like, you kind of like, oh, maybe it's Jill. But then it's like, her mom.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, she wouldn't do that.
But she did. It's definitely a fun whodunit, some decent actors, really good blood scenes, honestly. Honestly, especially in the fourth one, they really went all out for the graphics.
Yeah.
And I thought they did a really good job.
Yeah. Honestly, pretty good. I still would only give Scream 4 has a lot more plot holes. Mm-hmm. And again, it's a nostalgia film, so that's like always kind of a money grab.
Yeah. For sure.
Probably only like a 6.
I give it a 5, I think.
A 5? That's worse.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
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 Fun. Fun.
It's fun. It's good.
I also love seeing Emma Roberts in movies that, because she was in Scream Queens.
Yes.
And in American Horror Story, and she always plays the same fucking character in every single thing. She's always like the bitch girl. Yes.
She isn't really the bitch in this, I guess. I mean, she is, but like, she isn't like the prissy Chanel Oberlin type.
Yeah.
But Chanel Oberlin is like a whole other ball game.
I love Scream Queens.
Scream Queens is so good.
I love the first season.
Yeah, don't watch the second season, but if you guys want to, it's really good. If you like Scream, you'll probably like Scream Queens. Also, there's a Scream the TV show. It's like an
I saw that.
It's not terrible. I will say it. It's not terrible. It's not great. Mm-hmm. Not bad, though. I watched it when I was in high school. And it's not the worst. It's fine.
All right.
It's fine.
It's still going.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I just watched the first season.
I saw it on IMDb. It said 2015 to present.
Wes Craven only directed the first season, so I haven't watched the second season.
Mm.
But I really liked the first season. It was pretty good. It was fun.
It's like 4 years.
Yeah, it's just a more long, drawn-out whodunit.
Mm.
Also, Bella Thorne is like the Drew Barrymore character.
Bella Thorne's in it?
Yeah, she's the Drew Barrymore character that dies within the first like 10 minutes.
Oh,
I know.
That's what Lucy Hale is.
Yes.
I do love in Scream 4 the very beginning when it's all the meta, like,
yes,
Scream. Stab 1 is actually stab 7.
Yes. Yeah, it's funny.
It really is. I love the stab movies. I love that they put that in there.
Yeah, it's so like meta. It's so like just acknowledging how ridiculous the horror genre is with this stuff. Yeah, they love it. It's so funny.
Okay.
Review.
So I have an IMDb review. I looked up. There were really not any bad ones for Scream, the first one.
It's good.
And, I mean, it only has a 7, I think, out of 10.
Yeah.
But it
has like a 70% on Rotten Tomatoes. That's
pretty
good.
I couldn't find, like, literally any bad ones. And the ones I did find were novels and not funny.
Ugh.
So I went to Scream 4 because I figured that would have worse reviews.
Yeah.
Honestly, still had pretty good reviews.
Really?
Yeah, I was kind of like, I figured people would just look to hate it on principle.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
They're like, oh, nostalgia film.
Ooh, another Scream. Leave the trilogy alone.
Yeah.
I kind of figured that's what would happen. And there was a little bit of that, but not much. So this one was, I think was the funniest one.
Okay, good.
1 out of 10.
Ooh, harsh.
This is 2011.
Okay.
So right after it came out.
Mm-hmm.
It says, if you enjoy value. I didn't read this out loud beforehand. Can you tell? But also, I was right. This is what this says. The grammar in this is not great.
Okay.
If you enjoy value good horror movies, please do yourself a favor and disregard all positive reviews about this movie. First of all, thanks everyone for making me actually think this would be worth going to. I have never been so disappointed in a horror movie. No nudity, horrible action, barely any gore. Extremely PG-13.
The blood was fun.
Also, that's your complaint?
Yeah.
I didn't see boobs.
You didn't see boobs in the first one? You didn't see... What? That's ridiculous.
His number one complaint was no nudity.
I feel like I don't trust this person.
He doesn't seem like a great guy. I don't know that it's a guy.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, Allison. Don't assume gender, okay?
But I'm guessing.
No, yeah. Yeah.
Some of the reviews say this movie was hilarious and very creative.
It is creative. That's true.
He said nothing in this movie was funny. Obvious attempts at dry humor. And so predictable from start to finish, you'll want to throw up on your way out of the house.
I guarantee he did not predict that Jill was the killer.
I also want to say that, so you guys can't see this. Well, let me try and paint a picture.
Do it.
So nothing in this movie was funny. Obvious attempts at dry humor, in parentheses. No parentheses. And so predictable from start to finish, you'll want to throw up on the way out of the theater, one parenthesis. Okay. Some may read this, if any do, parentheses,
ooh,
and say, what did you expect? I guess I expected a rated R movie at least, with plenty of surprises, and didn't force me to daydream throughout the movie.
Was it rated R?
I don't know.
1 second.
Look it up.
R. It is rated R.
Okay.
Is it for language, though?
Probably.
Probably for language. I'm guessing.
And excessive violence, I'm sure.
Yeah. No, it's probably just because violence and blood and stuff, you know?
Okay, and then it says, have our entertainment standards been lowered? If this movie is great enough to have a 7.6, I'm led to no other conclusion. Even the other three screams were much better, in my opinion. Disagree.
Disagree. The third one is rough.
Again.
So is the second one, even though it has Jada Pinkett Smith.
The thing he brought up about that entire movie was that he thought the acting wasn't great and that it didn't have nudity and it wasn't rated R enough. What does that mean? First of all, movie ratings are bullshit, so...
Yeah, don't even trust them. Don't even listen to them. They're not...
You shouldn't expect anything from a rated R movie. Did you see 8th grade?
They don't mean anything. They don't mean anything.
Literally, Bo Burnham's 8th grade got a rated R rating for saying the F word 2 times, and then...
And
there, he says it...
The people who need to see it can't see it.
Exactly! That's why you had to show it for free. And then... So, the 2 F-bombs, and then also, it's... said that there were like the use of drugs because in one scene a kid sniffs a highlighter as like a joke.
Oh my god.
Listen, movie ratings are garbage.
Yeah, do not put your faith in them.
They're completely arbitrary and it's all just depending on, it's like just a board of Californian parents. Like parents in Hollywood that just make the decision.
That's fair, yeah.
And they, so like, what, I don't know. Don't go to a movie expecting it to be a certain way because it's rated a certain way.
Yeah. Don't automatically expect nudity when you go to a rated R film, I would say.
Also, been tons of films rated R.
Did the first one have boobs? No.
It didn't, in fact. That was part of it.
I don't remember if the third one did have any boobs, but the second one did not.
There you go. This guy clearly didn't like Scream for
that. As Randy would say, didn't show her tits until she went legits.
Well,
yeah,
that's all I got.
That's all I got, too. I hope you guys liked this. And I don't expect you guys to watch all 4 Screams because who has the time? I do, apparently.
I was like, Jane did it. I didn't do it.
Apparently, I have the time.
So I'll go ahead and go into our social media.
Social meds.
Spiel. So we do have social media. You can find us on Instagram at The Flick Chicks, Twitter at Flick Chicks Pod. We do have a Facebook, which is The Flick Chicks. On Facebook, we post discussion boards there. You can comment, talk to other reviewers, or not other reviewers, other listeners. And we also have a Gmail account, which is theflickchickspodcast@gmail.com. Please leave us some movie suggestions. Mm-hmm. Share our social media.
Also, holes will be not this coming week, but next week.
Yeah. So calm yourself.
So calm down.
All right.
I'll give it to you. I'll give you the holes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.